Erin did not need to consult her scanner display to know that the ships of the convoy were peeling away to give the cruiser and frigates a clear field of fire. Zirid said nothing, merely handled the stick, worked the instrument panel, and occasionally consulted the scanner readout. Fatman banked hard right, jumped away from the near freighter, and covered the short gulf of empty space between it and the next. Zirid was frog-hopping along the convoy, all while trying to get Fatman closer to the planet. But the convoy was starting to break up. The freighters and frigates accelerated away from one another, and above them all loomed the enormous bulk of the Imperial cruiser, waiting for its chance.
"I'm running out of ships, Erin. We have to make a run for the atmosphere."
Before them, the glowing orb of Coruscant's night side hung in the deep night of space. The sun crested behind the planet, and Coruscant's horizon line lit up like it was on fire.
"Do it," she said. "No, wait. They're hailing us. Hollow."
"You're kidding."
Erin shook her head, and Zirid activated the small transmitter mounted in his instrument panel. A hologram of an Imperial bridge took shape. Crew sat at their stations, their images clear in the hollow's resolution. Two human men stood in the foreground. One, a thin redhead in the uniform of a naval officer. One, a towering, bulky figure of a man who wore a heavy black cape and whose eyes seemed to glow in the light of the bridge's instrumentation. The eyes studied Zirid with such intensity that it made him uncomfortable even through the hollow. A respirator clung to the man's face, covering his mouth. His pale skin looked as gray as a corpse's.
"Power down entirely," said the tall man, his voice as raw as an open wound. "You have 5 seconds.
Erin leaned in close to see the hologram better. The man's eyes moved from Zirid to her, and even across the distance, he felt their power. She recognized him. He had fought in the Battle of Alderaan.
"He is Sith," Erin said. "Darth Malgus."
Motion behind Malgus caught Aaron's eye. A third man, short, arms crossed across his chest. She and Zirid almost bumped heads as they eyed the hollow. Erin recognized him. So did Zirid, it seemed.
"That's the man that ambushed us in the spaceport," Zirid said. "Vrath Zizor."
"He alerted them we were coming."
Zirid stared at the hollow, then leaned back, eyes wide.
"Stang, Erin. That's the same man I saw in Carson's Park on Volta."
"Where?"
"He knows I have a daughter."
"You have 2 seconds,
Malgus said. Zirid hit the transmit button.
"To hell with you, Sith."
He cut off the transmission, unleashed a rain of expletives, and put Fatman into a rapid spin that turned Erin lightheaded and would make it as difficult as possible for targeting computers to lock on.